Yesterday morning, on a quiet street in Ann Arbor, Homeland Security officers arrested a renowned violin teacher and former University of Michigan professor on charges of bringing a minor across state lines for sex. The charges against Stephen Shipps come 2 years after a bombshell investigation by the student newspaper The Michigan Daily revealed decades of sexual misconduct allegations against Shipps. And because Shipps had such a long history in the intense, insular world of classical music training, this case shines a light on the experiences of students decades ago and today. Michigan Radio's Kate Wales has been reporting on this. Hi, Kate.
Hi, April.
Kate, just to start out with, who is Stephen Shipps exactly?
Yeah, so Stephen Shipps, as you mentioned, you know, he's got a long career here. He taught for decades at Michigan. He taught at programs and schools around the globe. And prosecutors here are really trying to paint a picture of a man who closely mentored these very talented, very young women, often teenagers, who had devoted their whole lives to making it in this very cutthroat world of conservatories and professional classical music. And it's very much a world where, you know, reputation and who you trained under. Training under a guy like Stephen Shipps, it meant a lot.
What exactly is he charged with?
So this indictment, it's very, very brief. It's just a few pages. And what the charges are is there are two counts of bringing a minor girl across state lines with, quote, the intention of engaging in sexual activity, unquote. This is so early. There's so much that we don't know. We don't know the specifics or the name of this alleged victim. We don't know which states they're talking about here. But some of the folks who are familiar with the case that I talked to say, you know, Shipps taught at several prestigious universities and summer programs, and the U.S. Attorney's Office may try to build a case that he may have brought one of these alleged victims to a camp or a different school in another state. But right now, really all we have there is speculation.
Will you take us back to 2018 when the original piece came out in the Michigan Daily about Shipps? It's a harrowing read. Will you recap what it says?
Yeah, it is a piece written by a reporter, a student reporter named Sammy Sussman. And what is so, I think, powerful about the way Sammy reports this is that he's not a student who's been writing for the Daily or doing a lot of reporting. He's a classical music student. He is a composer and a bassist who very much grew up in this world. And Sammy's investigation first revealed that in 2017, an email from alleged victim of Shipps was sent to the then dean of the School of Music, Theater, and Dance by an anonymous victim.
I allege that I experienced statutory rape at the hands of your professor, Stephen Shipps. I'd like you, you know, to address that. I'm paraphrasing here, of course. The University of Michigan took over a year to respond to that email. The University of Michigan Police Department finally responded to that email after they became aware of my reporting in November, about 2 weeks before it was published.
So not only does Sammy's reporting show that the school has been alerted to this issue about Shipps for over a year, but what he is able to do as a reporter is sort of painstakingly trace back this chain of women going back through all of Shipps' career, back to the 1970s, who describe this pattern of experiences with Shipps, that he would be in this position of power, that he would agree to sort of take them under his wing, that they'd work together very closely. And the one woman who does put her name fully on the record in this piece, her name is Maureen O'Boyle, and she was a 17-year-old high school student in the 70s in Omaha, Nebraska. She was a real prodigy, and she would go over to Shipps' house for lessons. And she says that at one of these lessons, or one of these times at his house, he gave her alcohol and marijuana, and she says she became intoxicated and alleges that he sexually assaulted her. She says that after that, he would continue to engage her in sexual activity, that she never knew if their lesson was going to be an actual music lesson or if it would be something else. Now, today, she's a professional musician. She's a professor herself. And it wasn't until all these years later, when Sammy, the Daily reporter, starts doing his reporting and reaching out, that she even considers speaking publicly about this.
What I realized is that they're looking for a way to stop something that is still happening now. And when I got that, I was horrified. I think there was a part of me that somehow thought, oh, that must have just been me, or I don't know, it was such a weird situation. And so to get some information that it's like, no, this is still essentially happening, And the only way to get this article to come out and have some impact is if there's somebody willing to give a name. I was like, that I can totally do. That I'm totally willing to do.
And Kate, Maureen is the only woman from this article in 2018 who uses her name on the record, but I understand there are several others. But in the piece, there are several others who make additional allegations against ships. How long are they saying that this kind of behavior was going on?
For a long time. I mean, after Maureen, there's a second woman who goes by the pseudonym of Anne. She says she was also a student of ships, this time in the 80s when he was teaching in North Carolina. She alleges a similar sexual relationship with ships as his 16-year-old student at the time. Notably, though, and possibly consequently for a criminal case, she kept a diary describing what was happening. And Sammy's piece in the Daily, it quotes this part from Anne's diary that I think is worth actually pulling out here, because it really illustrates in the mind of this 16-year-old the kind of power that a teacher in this world has over her. She writes in this diary when she was 16, quote, "The things that would happen if we were found out would be he would probably be fired, but first I would be thrown out of school. Every connection I might have through him would be a negative one rather than a positive one, if at all. I guess what I'm saying is that I would sort of be blacklisted. In other words, nobody can know. I need him as a teacher at this point in my life." And then after North Carolina, Shipps gets hired by the University of Michigan in 1989. It's unclear whether or if the university knew anything about these rumors that by then were surrounding Shipps about him having these inappropriate relationships, quote-unquote relationships, with his students.
So he comes to Michigan, and he's a professor here for 30 years. What do we know about what happens during that period?
So again, this is Sammy's reporting that really uncovers this, but he finds and talks to a series of women and girls ranging from as young as middle schoolers that were taught by Shipps at a prep academy in Ann Arbor through people who are currently still faculty members who allege that Shipps either touched them inappropriately or made unwanted sexual remarks to them, but that this really never is publicly revealed until 2018 when Sammy's piece comes out in the Daily. Shipps was put on leave by the university that same month. They say that was they did that immediately as soon as they learned of the allegations, and then Shipps officially retired the next year, 2019, and now here we are in 2020 and he's facing criminal charges.
Well, Kate, now that he has been arrested and charged, do we know exactly what's next for him or maybe the music school or the U of M as a result of this?
So Shipps, specifically with his case, he will be arraigned next week. We reached out to his attorney for comment. The attorney declined to comment. You know, the university is dealing with several cases like this right now that we're all familiar with. You know, we had the former provost, Martin Filbert. We have the case against Dr. Anderson moving forward. And it's really a time of reckoning for a lot of students and members of that community, including Sammy, you know, Sussman. He's still technically part of the School of Music and Theater and Dance where Shipps worked. Sammy's currently taking a gap year. We talked yesterday, actually. I asked him how he found out about, you know, these indictments, which essentially have a straight line from his reporting to here we are with these crimes being charged against Shipps. He says he learned about them when he was working his job in downtown Ann Arbor at the Bubble Tea Cafe where he does the cash register. And he says his phone just started blowing up from these sources and these women. And he talked about watching what happened in his classical music world there at the university when these allegations came out in 2018 and how people responded to him, this person that they saw no longer as just, you know, this student and this member of their world, but also somebody who had kind of rocked the boat in a way, that they were a little more guarded around him, that they'd make these comments about, you know, oh, are you going to come after me now for this one awkward lesson that I had?
There was one professor that I worked with very closely right around the time this reporting came out, and he, you know, said, am I next? Are you working on an article about me? And I didn't know what to say at first, but then I tried to say, if I start talking to your former students, are there going to be, you know, 8 to 10 people who are going to allege sexual misconduct against you, and then 40 or 50 people who are going to allege that they were aware of that misconduct at the time? And he said, of course not. And so there's such a misperception there.
I can't tell you what this professor was thinking because I haven't talked to him But I can tell you what Maureen told me, which is that once this story came out, the reaction she got from a lot of people in her life who were men were sort of like, yeah, this is kind of par for the course. One person actually told her that it sounded like a great fantasy and that the women of her generation didn't have stories to quite that extent, but they all sort of had their own experiences where they would talk about, you know, the professor that they had in college or, you know, their music teacher when they were in school or, you know, that one teacher that everybody knew was sleeping with all his students. And a lot of these were college and above. But yes, is basically the answer to your question. That's part of the reason that in this world particularly, something like this could go on for so long. But it's also not as simple as just writing it off. What these women are alleging here is a crime, is a grown man grooming and sleeping with underage girls in a position of power. I think what I'm trying to say here is they are tied together. Alleged crimes like this can happen in a culture that is toxic like this, that allows certain kinds of behavior.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you, April.